Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Faye Fidowa, a fibers artist from Crossville, Tennessee. Faye, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and how you got started?
I spend a lot of my time making crochet coasters, sunflowers, and embroidery, and I weave and I quilt now. And I don't really remember how I got started, like, in, like, art stuff. I switched into graphic design my freshman year, and then I took an intro to fibers class and fell in love.
And that was at Appalachian Center for Craft?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that in your bio, and I was like, very common to have people from there. So yeah. You took the class and really enjoyed it. And this year, you are one of the emerging artists for Art Prowl, so congratulations.
Thank you.
What made you decide to go from just doing this for school or maybe as a hobby and pursuing it as more of a professional level?
It's a desire to help my husband financially because he's the one working full time and I'm focusing on school, and it's just a desire to help him out.
That's great. It's so nice when you can turn a hobby or something you're doing for school into something to help out, because I do the same thing with my photography, and it's just like that nice little extra. Not trying to support myself, but you know, once in a while buy some new clothes or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So your main thing is your sunflower coasters.
Yes.
Which are adorable.
Thank you.
I was scrolling through the Art Round website and then also your Instagram. Mm-hmm. What kind of draws you to that?
Sunflowers in general?
Yeah.
So my husband and I went on a sunflower field date where we like went to a sunflower field and we got to pick flowers and like fill a bucket with a whole bunch of sunflowers. And they sort of have just followed us everywhere. No matter where we go, there's a sunflower bag, a sunflower, whatever, everywhere.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
You're here with me. And when I got my hair done last, it was sunflower
inspired.
Hey, there
you go. Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Happy coincidence. So you said you started off as a graphic design major. Are you still doing that? Are you interested in it still? Or have you kind of just totally switched focus?
I've sort of totally switched focus, but there is a way to combine the two. Like I can make patterns in the software, and then I can have them printed out in fabric and do stuff with that. There is a way. I'm just not completely interested right now.
Well, that's fun. That's what college is about, is kind of exploring all the different things. Did you get started in art when you were in like elementary school? Were you taking classes then and interested, or?
Well, we had an art class in like 7th, 8th grade for like school. And I really enjoyed it. I knew I wasn't good at drawing, so it was not ever going to be that.
Relatable.
But I really liked creating, and I always had these ideas in my head that I didn't know how to make real. So learning how to make those real are cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's I think there's a lot of us who everyone assumes if you're an artist, you can automatically draw. And I'm like,
right.
I can draw a straight line and a circle and a big old mess.
I can draw sunflowers. Pretty cool sunflowers.
That makes sense.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about your process. Like, how do you get started when you're doing a new project or when you're kind of thinking up what you want to do next?
Well, just because of school, I've learned to sketch out my ideas and do multiple ideas. But I also took a class at Aramont School of Arts and Crafts in Gatlinburg. And it was like a journaling class where we took like different techniques and we ripped paper up and glued it down on paper. And so it was like self-reflection through journaling. And it was a great class, and it's actually helped me figure out my sketchbook a whole lot more. So I can actually do more abstract sketches instead of just a box with a sketch in it.
That's cool. That sounds really interesting. When did you do that?
That was this summer in June, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Was it like a competitive application, or was it just give us money and you can come do this really cool thing?
Well, I got a scholarship. I got the Wingate scholarship through Tech, and it was free for me. And I just went to Gatlinburg, to Aramont, and took a class with Rachel Simmons, who's a great book artist. She makes books. It was just a really relaxing week. It was a week-long thing.
Sounds amazing. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Faye Fidowa.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to The Seam. I'm here today talking to Faye Fidoa, a fiber artist from Crossville. What are you working on currently?
Well, mostly what I'm working on is for school, but we're working on, I'm taking a quilting class, so I'm finishing, like, hand stitching my quilt.
Oh.
It looks great.
I'm sure it does.
I think it looks great.
But, oh, my God.
It's based off of sunflowers, like the colors.
There's orange, yellows, reds.
There's some hand-dyed fabric in there because we dyed some fabric at the beginning of the semester. We're also doing weaving, so I'm in weaving one. So we're just starting our first project because we just did samples. Mine's going to be on wind, the concept.
Cool. And are you working on anything outside of school, or is that kind of like you're kind of busy right now?
I'm kind of busy right now, but I have some projects like in progress just on my shelf. So I'm working on making a king size blanket, like crocheting it.
Nice.
I really want to finish it. Really want to finish it this winter break.
I was going to say, winter's kind of the best time for that, because then when it's just like laying all over you as you're working on it, it's not the middle of summer, so you're not dying of the heat.
That's how I feel with the quilt, because I'll just lay it over my lap and hand stitch and it's warm and great.
Yeah, especially like this transitional fall period where it's just so cold at night and I'm hating it. So clearly you get a lot of inspiration from sunflowers.
Right.
What else do you draw inspiration from? I know a lot of people say things like music and just nature in general.
Would it be weird to say I don't feel like I draw inspiration from anything? Because I just see it in my head and then I sketch it.
No, that's great. Like, that means you're imaginative. I mean, some of us don't have that.
Probably subconsciously, I'm taking it from somewhere.
Oh,
I just don't consciously see something and I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
I get that and I love that because I know, I mean, for me, I'm a nature photographer, so clearly nature is my inspiration. But it's kind of nice to have something that's not so on the nose. What has been your favorite project you've worked on for school so far? Because I'm sure you've done quite a lot at this point.
Yes. Well, best and favorite are two different things, I guess.
Well, then give me both. Give me both.
The best thing I've done, I think, has been this embroidery that I finished for my independent study in fibers. And it was like a peace sign and all the different slices, I guess. Pie slices were different parts of my personality.
Ooh,
so there's like
cool.
A game controller, there's books, there's the sunflowers, there's D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, like a D20.
So. Very cool. Okay, and then what was your... So that was your best. What was your favorite?
My favorite might be this quilt that I'm working on because it looks pretty great.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's good because that shows that you're just always... trying new things, which I love.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
Well, I've taken inspiration. I really like Van Gogh, which is a really cliche answer, I know.
But it's Van Gogh.
It's Van Gogh.
Who's going to argue with it?
We have some like posters hanging up in our apartment by Van Gogh. And I really like the artist that's in the art gallery right now on campus. Her name is Evie Zimmer, I think, and she's an oil painting artist. And it's like abstract flowers, I feel like. Looks amazing.
And one of those things that every person who looks at it will see something different.
Right. And
I always love abstract for that.
And one of her paintings looks like it was just embroidery. And it's not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm always impressed by painters. Like
me too. I can't paint.
I can paint a wall.
Yeah, I probably could too. I can't paint on it. I mean, I used to, but that was by like direction and I was a kid. So oh, I wasn't like a-
Yeah, I've done those things where it's like, okay, here's what we're going to paint today and I'm going to take you step by step. And that's fun and I love it because it makes me feel like I'm so talented. Yeah. And then you realize I can't do that without someone telling me everything to do.
Right. Yep.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Faye. You're back on the scene and today I'm talking to Faye Fidowa. What with school, how long do you have left and what are you actually majoring in? Have you, I know you started graphic design, so have you switched that or are you still trying to figure it out?
I graduate in May.
Ooh, congratulations.
And I'm so excited. And I'm graduating with a bachelor's of science in fine arts or studio arts.
Okay.
And I am majoring in fibers. Well, I guess technically I'm not majoring like concentration wise.
Concentration.
Because the new BS degree doesn't have a concentration. It's just in studio arts.
Gotcha.
But I was majoring like in majoring in fine arts with a BFA and that had a concentration in fine art or in fibers.
Yep. So changing that halfway through is a little bit confusing. Do you know what you want to do afterwards?
I want to open a bookstore in North Carolina, and it's going to be a 24/7 bookstore, and I'm going to sell my art in the store and whatnot.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I like North Carolina. I like bookstores. I like art, so I'm on board with this plan. you need to have a cat. Every bookstore needs a cat.
I have an Australian Shepherd dog.
Okay, that's even better.
And a King Charles Spaniel.
Then I will take the dog, too. I guess when you're working on a project, when you're either for school or personal, what do you hope people get out of it?
I want people to see it and smile because a lot of things I have in my apartment, I smile when I see it or it makes me happy in some way, shape, or form. So I just want people to like it. I just want people to smile and make them feel good.
I like that. We all need a little more joy in our life. Right. And if it's a sunflower coaster, if it's a painting, if it's a life-size R2-D2, whatever it is, I think it's important for everybody. So you're from Crossville. You're in Cookeville right now. You've do classes at the Craft Center. So, like, you've kind of done a decent amount of the Upper Cumberland.
Yes.
How has the culture and the art community and just the community in general here either helped you or influenced you as you pursue art as part of your career?
Well, everyone's just so supportive that it makes me want to work harder. And I see all these businesses at events like the Art Prowl and Pride and whatnot. They have customers, they have people that come up to them and talk, and they have storefronts usually. And I just want to work harder to be able to be that.
I get that.
Yeah.
It is, especially the art community.
It's right.
Everyone, there's room for everybody at the
right.
table.
No, it's great.
It's lovely because it's not like that everywhere.
Right. It's not totally like that at Crossville. It's such a small town. It's like a retirement town. So yeah. Cookeville has been a great change.
Yeah. Well, having the university and having the Craft Center,
right.
Having places like the Silver Fern, and we've got Photo Art, we've got Spring Street Studios, we've got Harper's, we've got all these places that are just encouraging artists.
Right.
One of those places is the library, which has been doing all these workshops and classes and displaying art. And they're actually going to be the host for the Emerging Artist Display at Art Prowl this year, which is what you're part of.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit just what you're doing to get ready, how excited you are, anything you want to share with us about Art Prowl?
Well, it's really exciting since it's my first one. I've been working this year trying to get more out there and doing marketing and whatnot. I'm really, really excited because I just got my first business cards in the mail today, and I've ordered like a square reader for cards. And I'm excited to work with the people, the other people that are going to be at the library with me. And there's also going to be some more emerging artists at the Performing Arts Center. Because plenty of us, so we had to split it. It's so exciting.
That'll be great. So everyone, make sure you check out the Putnam County Library on Broad and the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, November 11th and 12th for Art Prowl. In the meantime, if people want to find you, find your work, do you have a website, Instagram?
I just have Instagram, and it's Sunflower Rainbow Designs on Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in November.
Absolutely. Thank you.